it's a packed parsha, and it's so packed that there's some famous things that definitely we're not going to talk about because we don't have the time, but hopefully maybe next week we'll do the Ramban at the end of the parsha, which is literally a must learn, but I already gave you 10 sources, so I cannot, there's only a certain amount that we could do. So we're starting out, we even skipped about the first three makos, and we're going to focus in first a tremendous Meshech Chachma about Moshe Rabbeinu, and then we're going to talk about a Chodesh HaZelachem. We finally get to the first mitzvah with the Sforno and a Ramban. That's very important. A Chsam Sofer that I saw was really unbelievable, together with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. A little bit more about the Korban, and then some unbelievable messages about the Korban Pesach, and a little bit about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's the game plan. Okay, so right before Makas Bechoros, Perakit Aleph, if you open up, Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe in Perakit Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Yomar Adam Rayel Moshe, O Negech Haravi Al Paro, Al Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring one more. Achrechen Yishalach Etchem Mizeh Kishalcho, Kala Gareshi Gareshi Etchem Mizeh. Throw you out, throw them out. Dabar Nabaz Neam, Vishalu Ish Meit Reyeu, Vishal Meit Rutak Klei Chesif Klei Zahav. There's big discussions about this, about what's the moral justification of us taking? Is it taking? Is it they give us a matana? The she'ila usually means to borrow. The Rashbam here says it's a matana. Is it because of somehow it's in exchange for our slavery? Okay, the big discussions. It's a beautiful article by Rav Aviner that goes through all the different mafarshim. Pasuk Gimel. Vayitein Adonai etchein ha'am b'nei Mitzrayim. Gam ha'ish Moshe Gadol Me'od Beretz Mitzrayim B'nei Avdei Paro B'nei Am. So he's telling us, this is the introduction to the Makas Bechoros. Hashem says, look, I'm going to bring Makas Bechoros. They're going to send you out. And then tell the people to borrow, let's say, for argument's sake, the Klei Ches Klei Zahav. And you know what's going to happen? Hashem is going to give the Chein Ha'am B'nei Mitzrayim. But then there's something very important here. Of who? Gama Ish Moshe Gadol Ma'od Beretz Mitzrayim, number one, Beinei Avdei Paro Veinei Ha'am. What's the significance of this? We remember Parshas Baal Oscha, when you talk about Moshe being an Ish, right? That's a very important thing of Judaism, right? We don't believe in Virgin Mary, we don't believe in our leaders being infallible. But we talk about Ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam Parshas Baal Oscha, and the whole discussion with Miriam and Aaron about who do you think you are to go separate yourself from your wife. But here also talks about Ha'ish Moshe, the emphasis of Ish. I was traveling back from one of my trips, and there was a Christian sitting next to me coming on one of his, or her, I don't remember anymore, trips. And they said to me, do you believe that Moses is a deity? Because, you know, I believe that about Jesus. And I said to him, truth is, the Meshech Chachma says, I didn't say the Meshech Chachma, but the problem throughout the generations has been that they thought the Meshech Chachma is a thesis, we'll get to it in Parshas Kitisa, but that's why he was able to break the Luchos. How do you have the audacity to break the Luchos? So the Meshech Chachma has a very strong thesis that the Kedusha is not me. You're looking at the wrong piece. The only Kedusha that you have is from HaKadosh Baruch. The problem is that people saw Moshe as a deity, and that's a big problem. To the point that we say it every single night in Tefillah, we say El Chai VeKayam. Tamidim El Chaleinu Le'olam VeBaruch Ata Hashem Ma'ariv Arvin. When's the first time in Tanakh God is called an El Chai, a living God? Meshech Chachma says it's chapter 3 in Joshua. You know why? Because Moshe died. Once Moshe died, then the people were to say, oh, I now know who the real God is. Meaning, there was that point of the certain worship. Some people, unfortunately, talk their criticism of Hasidic Jewry sometimes, the tzaddik, is that they say he could do no wrong, or that's not what it's supposed to be, right? That concept of, but it's so over here, it's called Gam Ha'ish Moshe. So number one, it's Ha'ish Moshe. It's a very important piece that Judaism is very strong within the Tanakh, that our leaders made mistakes. Of Weinberger, in one of his unbelievable shiurim earlier on, that went through a diatribe against principles in high schools that talked about, like, who are you to throw kids out of yeshiva? You were such a tzaddik in high school, right? The concept of being an ish, but it's more than that. It's not just that philosophical idea that our Jewish leaders are fallible and not a deity, but it's also, specifically, it's be'inei avdei paro v'inei ha'am. And explains the Meshech Chachma, an unbelievable idea in source number two. He explains, how do people respect the leader? What's the way? Where's the cover? Where do you get to a certain respect? So he says it comes from two things. Number one, to say it in English, number one is because of the person's character, of who they are as a gavra. And number two, it's the external otot and moftim, their external actions that they do. Those are two things that could say, wow, that's unbelievable. Right? Lahavdil, when you talk about sports, people worshipped on a certain level, certain basketball players for what they do, not because of their character. The character, they saw them as a minoval, having 18 wives and 25 kids out of wedlock. Right? But they saw the mixoyut in a Sports Illustrated around 10 years ago. Now, that's the idea of what? That's the idea of, do you worship the acts that they're doing? Lahavdil. Why? Because Moshe also did those otot et moftin, right? The tanin and everything, and being responsible for the makot. That's what the Meshech Chachma says over here. Yeshno mishnei panin. Number one, second line of source two. O me otzim chochma shel hanichbar umidotav ha'elokiyut vanagato hanifla'a. Number one, it's because of the tremendous role model of who they are, the chokhmah, the midot, and how they live their life. Or it's pulot zarot bilti musagot, plaim yotzim migeda regular TV. They're doing wonders that they think, wow, this guy's doing unbelievable things. What's the nafkamina between these two? The question is going to be who recognizes them first? Who recognizes that cover? If the person is what? Hine tchilat kvodo itzal hachachamim atzlin ba'am. When the people that are more refined, the people that are chachamim, the people, not chacham is intelligent, but are tamide chachamim in a way that value the right things. What are they going to say? Oh, this person deserves kavod. It's because this person, as a character, this is who he is. That's what it says. Hema yodim mokir chochmato. Hema chodrim ba'ayin choderet midato. They're able to look very carefully into the midot. Me'asher yafli l'shalem amiti, yitvarsim shmo gam etzal amon. Right? So it will start from the chachamim and it'll flow to the world that this person is an Eloi, both in midot and in seichel, and you should get to know. You should really go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You should really go to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Right? These are people that are super. You should really go to Rav Asher Weiss. They're super special. Super special. You should go to Rav Shach. There's a certain specialness, a certain sensitivity that he has. Ulam, in contrast, second paragraph, Hayisha Michubad Mitzad Pulo Tabazarot Vaneflo, the person who's just because of his external actions. Who you hulal tchila, the nafkamina is what? Who's going to praise him? The masses. They're going to say, oh, this guy is unbelievable. Look at all the maifsim that the person's doing. This guy is godly. We're going to start making up stories, telling you he never slept. He had unbelievable. This person is God. Right? People are going to say, this guy's got wings. Everyone's like, he's Superman. All right? Like, literally. Right? That's what you call Superman. It's not by chance. He says, this is the Nisiyon. Right? We see this all over the place. Therefore, what is Moshe called? Moshe is called an Ish Elohim. Why? Because on one level, as we had said, he had certain things that Hanagato Abiltiti Vitaita Elohim Bemet. He went up to Shemayim, came down. He was goes there. He raised his hand up and animals came from all over the place. Right? People are like, whoa! This guy's Superman! As opposed to the Chartumim and the Sarim by Damit Svardeya. Right? They're able to do it. But then we know that they're able now to be Mode Espelo Kibum. Admatayezalanulum Okesh. They didn't say Ad Matai Ye'ish. What do they say? Ad Matai Ye'zeh. This. This guy's not a person. This is what the Chartumim said. In Parakut. V'lo Amru Ish. Perush. She'en O'ish. Because the Chartumim saw Moses as what? As an angel. As God. He has left. He's left the building. Right? He's left the human race. Ki yatza migeder enoshi. And therefore, that's why. What does the pasuk now say? Unbelievable. Gam. What's the emphasis here? Haish Moshe. You think that from the Chartumim that this guy? No. Kize Moshe Haish Hamiti Umibaladav Ein Roili Kare Ish. Because what? Ki Kulam Kabeimot Nipshalun Yegdo. Through Moshe, ki hem evinu chokmato v'flu anagato. Mitzad zeh nitprasim shmo mitchila itzal atzilin ba'am. What does it say? Vayitein Adonai yitchina am b'nei Mitzrayim. Gam ha'ish Moshe gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim. Who are these great people? Who are the people that saw this? These were the chachamim. These were the avdei paro. And only after that it was Uvenei Ha'am.
Right.
Because they saw what? Just the last three lines.
Mm-hmm.
The last three lines. So therefore, the Torah emphasizes, no. You want to know what they're going to see as a result of Makkah B'chor. They're going to say he's not, as the Chartumim said, a Zeh, an entity. He's a person. He's an Ish. He represents all of what Torah's Moshe is about. Being an Ish Kodesh, an Ish Elohim. And therefore, that's why the Avdei Paro at the beginning, these elite people that were Chachamim, they understood. And only then it goes to what? And only then it goes to Uveinei Ha'am. And that's what the Pasuk says, last three lines. Ki Ha'ish Moshe, Mitzad Enushiyoto, Vanagato Ativit. His human quality of being a mensch, and with midos, just like we had in Parshas Balos, Gadol Mo'od, it's going to be great Beretz Mitzrayim. Beinei Avdei Paro, Uveinei Ha'am. That first it was to Avdei Paro, and only afterwards to the Am. Really amazing. Next, we then start with the first mitzvah. What's the first mitzvah? Kiddush HaChodesh. Vayomer Adonai Moshe Be'al Aron Be'eretz Mitzrayim L'Emor. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodeshei Hashana. So the question that is asked is what's the significance, what's the symbolism here of this being the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? What's the connection to Yitziat Mitzrayim? Okay, there's a very important Sforno here. Sforno, if you haven't learned the Sforno, you know you have to learn it. You'll remember Fred, Rav Avadja Sforno. He was a doctor, a 14th century doctor in Italy. And he says an unbelievable piece. Unbelievable. Source 4. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Mikan Ve'ilach, you are Chodashim Shelachem. As a result of Kiddush HaChodesh, we're the ones who are in charge of time. La'asot Ba'em Kirtzonchem. To master your time. In contrast, that when we were in Avadim, what's the difference? Never doesn't have time. Avimea Shiabud, lo ayu yimechem shelachem. Now it's HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Now, you're what? In contrast, you used to be in Avadim to others and be at their whims. But now, it's Rishonu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana. Ki bo itchilu mitziyutchem abechiri. Now you get to choose. As a result of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, now you become in charge of your own time, which is the yisod of what it means to be Cherut. I mentioned to certain people, nobody heard it over here, very important. One of the big parts is people don't like saying, Ani Avdecho Ben Amatech. I'm an Eved? What are you talking about? I'm a 21st century democracy. Right? It's a Yom Iyun. Democracy. I'm no slave. I'm not 1865 over here. I am a free man. I'm a free man. What's the answer? The answer is we're all slaves. The question is to whom? It's a beautiful, beautiful diagram. If you want to do a diagram, put a triangle on your page. Everyone put a triangle on your page. I heard this from my Rebbe over 20 years ago. Triangle on the page. And we're going to use the Shoresh Yud Tzadik Resh. Ready? So, on the top, put Yotzer. Yotzer is what? The Creator. On the bottom, right, doesn't matter which one part you do, put Yitzur. Yitzur is the creation. Okay? That means us. And then the other one is Yetzer. Yud Tzadik Resh, the Yetzer. So what does this triangle tell you? The Yitzur is us. If you're Meshabed yourself, if you make yourself subservient to the Yotzer, you go away from the Yetzer. But if you are a slave to your Yetzer Hara, is I need to do everything that I want, so by definition, where are you going away from? The Yotzer. You have a choice in life. Either you're a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you're a slave to your Yetzer. That's it. See that? Yotzer. You can put it anywhere you want. You can put it there. That's the idea over here. Again, same idea comes. Rav Yosef Salant gives a furthermore answer, is that we were so, the whole concept of Kiddush HaChodesh is not just that we're in charge of time, but rather what happened as a result of being in Mitzrayim. What happened? We were so entrenched in Mitzrayim. You'll look at this parshia and just see bayit. And the Korban Pesach represents what? Where Korban Pesach represents getting away from Avodah Zarah. It's the ultimate paradigm of getting away from Avodah Zarah. And therefore, at the beginning, he says, get away from Avodah Zarah. Right? That's the court, that's the Mila, and that's all the Korban Pesach. Okay? That's, therefore, what? We count the mitzvahs of Kiddush HaChodesh, we count it from Nisan. Again, from the Asiyas HaPesach. To remember, as we had said, this concept that it's us. It's dependent on us getting away. He even says a beautiful idea. He says that you have the Yareach is the moon, and the Shemesh is the sun. That's not a Kiddush. But the Kiddush is that the Yareach doesn't have light from itself. It comes from the sun. And therefore, that's what it's all dependent. The what is that? So therefore, v'zeu inyan milua v'chesrona, the fulfillment of the moon or the taking away of the moon is all how close and far the moon is away from the sun. Okay, when it's next to the sun, distance. Okay, so too over here, he explains the same thing about Am Yisrael. The more that. Just like when Yaakov and Esav are together, it doesn't happen. Yaakov got his chelik in Olam Haba, but if it was too close to Esav, it doesn't happen. So too, the same idea of Mitzvah Pesach, that's the same model over here of why Kiddush HaChodesh is not only that we are in charge of our time and that we're slaves to Hashem, but we have to know how to know what our Avodah Zarahs are. Continuing with this, when we talk about the months, there's a tremendously important Ramban. The Ramban in Source 5, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. He says, Zu mitzvah rishona, sheziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Yisrael ayidei Moshe. V'lachin amar beretz Mitzrayim. I'm going to skip ahead for a second. To the third paragraph of this Ramban. He says as follows. He says, Ukumo, we're going to see later on, we have a mitzvah asay today. Today is not Thursday. It is Thursday. But today is Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat. Once I say Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Tabat, Shabbat, I have been Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho. To mention, not just remember, to mention the day of Shabbat to sanctify. When do I do that? Every day. This is Yom Chamishi L'Shabbat. It's getting closer to Shabbat. Okay? And to mention the uniqueness. And that's what the Ramban is going to say in Parshas Yisro. So too, says the Ramban, this is the idea of what? What is Nisan? Nisan is Chodesh Rishon. Chodesh Sheni. Chodesh Lishi. You've heard that before? That's how the Torah talks. Great. And what are you doing by doing that? The last two paragraphs. It's the mitzvah of Zechira Yitziat Mitzrayim. Exactly. Kachaz is Kira. B'Yitziat Mitzrayim B'manotein. L'Chodesh HaRishon. L'Chodesh HaSheni. L'Ashlishi. L'Gulatein. To remember, She'in Minyan Azel L'Shana. It's not talking about the for the year, because that starts from Tishrei, as we know. Okay? And therefore, when it says Chodesh Nisan is Rishon, and Tishrei is Shvi'i, we're talking about remembering the Gula. Rishon Le'Gula. This is the Rishon U'Lachem. It's not the Rishon, the first month of the year, because that's Tishrei. But rather, it's Lachem. Rishon U'Lachem, because that's how we remember the Gula. Now, here after this is unbelievable. If that's true, nowadays we don't do that. What do we call it? Forget about August and Leo. We call it, right, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, which is very difficult, which we'll see in a second. Because look what happens. Next paragraph. Kvaris ki rabotino zanyan. V'amru shimot achadashim alu imanu bibavu. The Yerushalmi in the Medrash tells us that our names of the month come with us from our gullus, from when we left Iraq or Babylonia. Because as we said, Chodesh Rishon, Sheni, that's how we remembered Yitzhak Mitzrayim. You ever done this Ramban before? This is gold. Oh, but you did this Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky? Oh, okay. Where'd you do it? You did it last night? Aval kasher alinu mi bavel. Vinit Kayim. But when we made Aliyah for Bavel, Vinit Kayim Masha Makartuv in Jeremiah. V'lo Yomar Od Chaya Shem Asher Elad B'nei Shom Eretz Mitzrayim. Ki'im Chaya Shem Asher Hela V'asher Edviyad B'nei Shom Eretz Safon. So then what happens? No longer the focus on the exodus from Egypt, but rather we start calling it from Bavel. Last year, Kisham Amadnu, we were in the Galut of Bavel. From there, God took us out of Bavel. Ki Ela Shemot Nisan Iyar. I don't know if you knew this, Mr. Praise. The names of the months of Nisan and Iyar are Persian names. V'lo Yimatzei Rak B'Sifrei Nevi'ei Bavel and Megillat Esther. Lachin Amar HaKatuv in our Torah, it says, V'chodesh HaRishon V'chodesh Nisan. K'mo Hipil Pul Hu'Agural. V'od HaYom HaGoyim Baratzotam Paras and Madai. They call it Nisan Tishrei. Okay? So what's the million-dollar question? The million-dollar question that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky asks is, what's the question you're going to ask?
Why not still do it?
It's more important. We should have more important. I mean, it's very nice. Not only that, I'll go a step further. We left the Lashon HaTorah using pras. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky even says, some of these months, you know what they mean? They're names of Avodah Zarah. Tammuz. Tammuz is the name of Avodah Zarah. So what am I doing? It's much better to say Chodesh Rishon Sheni Shlishi. Ube'emet Matzino should be made by Yitzchini. The Safa Meduberet in Yisrael. The spoken language was Aramaic. And just Divrei Torah Katvu B'Lashon HaKodesh. And Mitzrayim, we know it's Shalosh Shinu Et Lishonam. Why all of a sudden are we changing over here? It's pretty amazing. So he wants to explain of Yaakov Kamenetsky's thesis. There's a very long article. Rav Schechter has also, he's talked about it. He first understands why by Bayit Sheni, Gemara and Yuma says, they're lacking five things. One of them was the Arum, that was already Nignaz, that was already buried at the time of Yoshio HaMelech. And what's the reason why the Arum in Bayit Sheni? We know, seems to be because it was lacking, because he couldn't see it. But it sounds like that's not true. That the reason is they actually knew where it was. So there was a certain reason why the Aron wasn't there in Bayit Sheni. And the reason Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains is that the Oli Bava, when they came after 7 years of exile, and they built Bayit Sheni, they knew that this wasn't going to be the Gula Shlema. They knew that their Chazarat Eretz Yisrael was temporary. And therefore it was only to prepare them. I mean, at certain times, what happens? You get so much galut, very much, very, very parallel to a lot of people when they live in Chutz La'aretz, that they need to come back there at Israel. It's like, oh my goodness, I've been away for so long, I got to remember that what Englewood and Teaneck and Lakewood and Brooklyn and Muncie, it's Leeds, you're not Leeds. Hey, one second, there's some great things over there, but it's still galut. You got to prepare yourself for the long, bitter gullus. And therefore, the truth is, Me'ikra, then they should have been in Bavel a long more time. But the Hashgacha said that after 70 years of gullus Bavel, we're going to be done. Full assimilation. Right? And if we would stay there for thousands of years, it would be done. This is what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explained, and therefore Hashem had compassion and brought us back to Eretz Yisrael temporarily. We built the Beit HaMikdash in order to get Chazak in their Emunah, to be able to emphasize this, that we were not, it's such an unbelievable pshat, tells you about the nature of Bayit Sheni, but it also tells you why we kept the names Tammuz. To emphasize that what? It's not the Gula Shlim. We're not fully there yet. Adayin lo nigalu. We're still in the Galut, therefore there was no Aron. The Aron was Nignaz, because the Aron is the source of all the Kedusha. And number two, like we just said, we just talked about, they kept certain Minhagim. So one of the Minhagim they kept doing is they kept calling the names in Bavel. As the Ramban said, Ki Laskir, Ki Shama Manu, Misham Helanu Hashem Yitbarach. To remember that we haven't gotten the full Geula. They also kept their language of Lashon Arami. They didn't go speaking Lashon HaKodesh because they knew they weren't fully redeemed. There's a whole long other essay, but that's I think a beautiful idea. Just Derech Agav, the Chassam Sofer, it says in Halach, where in Siman Pehei, it talks about where you're allowed to think about Divrei Torah. That you're not allowed to think about Divrei Torah in the bathroom, in the Beit HaMerchatz, in a dirty place, right? That has excrement and urine. And then where is it? So the Mishnah, the Magen Avraham had said that there that you should be machmir in certain places. What did he say over here? 1 second. Because the Gemara in Shabbat says that you're allowed to think by Divrei Torah against an erva. It says v'lo yerevacha ervat davar. Dibur asur, but a hirhur is mutar. You're not allowed to speak next to an erva, but here you're allowed. Okay? But he said you should be machmir. Says the Chassam Sofer, this is also true in Makom Gilulim. Chassam Sofer says even in a place of idol worship. And therefore he explains, V'nir ali d'mishum hachi, says the Chassam Sofer, our avot started speaking to their people not in Lashon HaKodesh. And as a result of that, they forgot the Lashon HaKodesh because they went to Bavel, which was full of Gilulim. Meaning, so as a result of that, they started, because it was a Makom Gilulim, they wouldn't speak Lashon HaKodesh, and then as a result of that, they forgot part of their identity. I thought it was a very cute Chassam Sofer. Then I want to tell you a little bit more about the Korban Pesach. I told you I wanted to do now two pshatim about the Korban Pesach and one idea about Yetziat Mitzrayim. The first idea about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be in Eretz Yisrael, correct? Because the Pasuk says, Vayah. This is one of my favorite Maharals ever. Such an important Yesod in how you have to live your life. Source number 6 and 7. Vayah ki tavo el haaretz. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, asher yitin adonai lachem kasher dibar, ushmartem et avodah zot, then you should watch over this avodah, do the Korban Pesach. What's the idea? Where, if you'll notice, the Maharal that I brought you is from Parshas Baloscha. What does that mean? Why did I bring you Parshas Baloscha? Because in Parshas Baloscha, that's true. What does it talk about over there? In Parshas Baloscha, talks about Pesach Sheni. But the problem is that if you look in chronology, it's a big problem. Because the first, Bamidbar Perak Aleph, it says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai Limor, Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Sinai Desert. Then the second, what's the second pasuk? That's the right. This is why you don't do things by heart. Vayidaber, you have a Tanakh over there, no? Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai Limor. Achodesh, not to forget, that's why you don't do things by heart. It says as follows, thank you. It's in the first pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe ben Bar Sinai Bo'o Moed. Listen to when it is. Be'echad, the first day. Lachodesh Hasheni. Bashana Hasheni, the second year, second month from them leaving to Mitzrayim. Now count B'nai Yisrael. That's the first pasuk in Numbers. You skip 9 chapters. You go to the 9th chapter. You start off with talking about Pesach Sheni. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe. B'midbar Sinai, b'shana shinit letzeitam eretz mitzrayim, b'chodesh harishon. Ask Rashi, why is it chronologically out of order? Rashi answers, because we didn't want to start the book with a gnut. We didn't want to start the book talking badly about Am Yisrael. Therefore, we started with the good stuff, to talk about how Hashem loves us. What's the gnut? What's the gnut? You know what the gnut is? The gnut is that we didn't bring the Korban Pesach when we're in the midbar. Look at the Gurari. This is Tosfos and Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Zayin Amabez. Ma gnut yesh bazeh. What type of gnut that we didn't bring a Korban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael? We're not chayiv. Look at our parsha. Tosfos in Kiddushin says, look at our parsha in Parshas Bo. V'alo lo nitchayiv b'pesach ad shebo l'Eretz Yisrael. So you come to Eretz Yisrael, kidechtiv, v'yaki tavo l'aretz, v'shmartem et avodah hazot. And Rashi in Parshas Bo tells us the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is contingent on us coming to Eretz Yisrael. Lo nitchayiv l'asot b'pesach ad biyata l'Eretz Yisrael. There was one exception to the rule. In the second year, that Hashem, says the Gemara over there, says Tosfos, says it was a horah shah. God said to do it, so we did it. But so, what is the gnut that we needed to? The Torah needed to go out of chronological order. So Tosfos answers, you know why? Tosfos himself says because we did a chenek. And really, we should have what? We should have gone straight to Eretz Yisrael. So chenek or chedem marag. Really, we should have gone straight to the Meraglim. Should have gone straight to Eretz Yisrael, 11 days. But because of the Meraglim, we stayed there a long time. That's our gnut. If it wasn't for our chait of the Meraglim, we would have gone straight to Eretz Yisrael. That's the gnut. That's what Tosfos says. What?
And we wouldn't have missed any Korban Pesach.
Exactly. Ulefi da'ati, says the Maral, a halachic concept and also a very musari concept. Very important. Ulefi da'ati ain't sarik. He says, even if a person's pater min a mitzvah, whether it's because of onus or really he's pater, philosophically, it's still a gnus. Question is, how do you view yourself as a mitzvah and being chay? It's the Gemara in Kiddushin that talks about when a suma, whether it's pater from mitzvos, a person who's blind, whether they're pater from mitzvos or not pater from mitzvos. When the Gemara initially says that when Rav Yosef heard that Rav Yosef was blind, when he heard that a blind person would be chayav in mitzvahs, he made a big party for everybody. A big yontif, because he was so happy that he was mechuyav in the mitzvahs. So, this is the mirror image of that. What's the gnus? I'm an onus. I can't do the mitzvah. Onus rachmana patre. Right? We've done it, hopefully you've done it in your shiurim. Onus rachmana patre. Does onus rachmana patre mean that is there anything, that am I missing anything? Is it just that I'm putter from an onesh? But still there's something mitzias, there's something I did wrong still. That's what he says. It's more than just being putter from an onesh. Sof lost one mitzvah's kama shanim shayvin bar. Bottom line, they didn't get to do the mitzvah. Shekom mishu putter from a mitzvah machmashu ones. Gnayulo. It's a gnay they didn't get to the mitzvah. I ones rachmana patre. The Gemara Baba Kama Chav Chesam Abay says. That's only for a putter min a onesh. If you didn't do the mitzvah to gnus, you could have had the schus. And here we didn't have the schus of the mitzvah. So just by definition, am I right? You're right. But the point is, you didn't get to do the mitzvah. If dvadim nenas v'loas ha-pesach, even though you part it from an onesh, as we quote, what I told you about, sumar being part of a mitzvah. Chi ein gnai lo davar zeh she'a pater. She'ot etov she'a chayiv. V'lo dami l'trum avachol ha-mitzvah t'luyas b'aretz. D'lo chal ha-mitzvah aleim l'gamri ha-chibol l'aretz. So you want to tell me, what's the gnus? It's not fair. I didn't have a chiyuv. It's in like truma in mitzvahs t'luyas b'aretz. He said, look, those mitzvahs didn't start yet. But here by the Pesach, where they already did it in the second year, but now they're potter from it, k'nai hulam hazeh. Because it's chasib ha-mitzvah, which means that what? They already tasted it already. They already see the importance of Korban Pesach. We're going to talk about it right now more. But we started talking about how it's the anti-Avodah Zarah. So by definition, you're a potter. You're not going to get an onesh. But at the same time, it's fundamentally different than what? Than the mitzvah satzulius ba'aretz. Important way of how do you view yourself, again, back to being that Eved, to being a mitzuveva oseh. How do you view that? Last part. Okay, last two. What time do we have? We have two. Yeah, I have time at least for one more. What do we have? There's a very, very important Sefer HaChinuch. If you haven't learned this Sefer HaChinuch, this is what we're going to do right now. I'll even skip the Netziv at the end to make sure that we learn this Sefer HaChinuch. If you go through a yeshiva and you learn the Sefer HaChinuch, get all your sterling and pounds back. Ask for rand. Don't ask for dollars. The currency's terrible. Okay? Terrible. B'bayit echad ye'achil. What do you have to do for the Korban Pesach? You've learned the Sefer HaChinuch before, Mr. Sammy? Okay, very important. You know the philosophy behind it, but this Sefer HaChinuch, this is Gevalt. You have to eat the Korban Pesach in one house, Sammy. Lo totzi. I have two Sammys here. Lo totzi min abayit min asar chutz. Don't take it out of your house. Ve'etzem lo tishperubo. You're not allowed to break the bone of the Korban Pesach. What is the pshat? Why not? Mishor she mitzvah. Let me tell you the rationale. The whole rationale of Korban Pesach is to remember the Nisim of Mitzrayim. Ve'gam zeh. These details are crucial also. Ve'gamze gazru min asher shenizkar. Look what he says. She'ein kavod lebnei malachim. It's not kavod for us, who we are bnei malachim. V'yoatzei eretz legarer atzamot ulishabram keklavim. It's not kavod for us to what? Be breaking bones, like dogs. Lo yehu laso kacha. Kim li aniyeha amar eviv. People that are poor and destitute. V'akeim betchilat boinu. At the beginning now, already preparing us to be a skulat, kol ha'amim, mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh, to be able to do that, uv'chol shana v'shana b'oto hazman, ro ilanu la'asot ma'asim amarim banu amala gdola, sh'alinu la b'oto shah. Every year, we have to make sure to show for us, to make sure within us, that we're these b'nei malachim, that we're the skulah, and a mamlechet kohanim. This is what's called social behavioral psychology. This is the famous Sefer HaChinuch that says it many times. It's famous because I know it, now you'll know it. It's Acharei HaPe'ulot. This is what he's going to say in a couple minutes. Nimshachim HaLevavot. Which means what? Your actions then will bring along your heart. In psychological babble, psychological concepts, they call it cognitive dissonance. Which means what? Let's say you weren't into davening. So what? Some of the people said, just do it. Just do it. And once you start doing it, and you're in the ball game, you have to be in it to win it. Once you start doing those actions, it causes a certain dissonance there. And it starts bringing you there. Okay? Even if you don't feel it. And that's what it says over here. Roi lanu lasot masin hamarim banu amala gdola shalim labatosha. Mitoch hamaaseh v'adimyon. Through these actions, shanachnu osim mikba b'nafshenu, nafshotenu, it becomes set in our hearts adavar lo'olam. V'al tachshov b'ni, litfos advarai v'lomar. So then, big question the Sefer HaChinuch asks. Don't ask me, lama ze yitzaveh otanu Hashem yitbarach lasot kol eila. Why? We have so many mitzvos to the zikaron oto anes. This is what the Ramban is going to ask also. We'll do that at the beginning of next week. Halo b'zikaron echad, just do once. One big zikaron's enough. Yalla adabar b'machshavtena v'lo yishkach mipi zareinu. Right, just do one big one. Ki lo michachmat b'zein alzeh. You didn't catch me. And this is just child play. Because why? V'ata b'ni, listen up. Hateaz, listen up. Alamercha, to help you in Torah mitzvos. Da, here's this big line. Ki adam nifal kifi pulata. Man is affected according to his actions. This is what the Rambam says also. Should you give one big $10,000 donation, or hakol, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, hakol lefi rova maaseh. The more you do, the more you keep giving, the more it affects you to become more magnanimous. Okay, hakol, it goes after your pu'ulot. Flibo v'chom ha'shatav tamir achar ma'asav shu oseh bahem. Im tov im ra. V'afilu rasha gamur bilbavo. You're a rasha gamur in your heart. V'chol yetzer machshavo liba rak rak kol hayom. If you awaken, you start doing things properly in Torah mitzvot, even if you're doing it shelo l'shma, miyad yinatel atov, uvekoach masav, through your actions you'll beat the Yetzirah. Ki acharei ha'pe'ulot nimshachim halevavot. V'afilu yehi adam tzadik gamor. This guy's a tzadik, yashar, and loves Torah mitzvot. Imulai, he starts dealing with things that are dvarim shadofi. I turn the page. Kilu tomar derech mashal, shechrichu amelech umino b'umanot ra'ah. Bemit, if you're always doing bad things, then slowly but surely you're gonna stop being that sad. Ki adu adavar ve'emet shekol adam nifal kefiv pulotav, as he said. And therefore, the Gemara Mako says, "Ratz Hakadosh Baruch Hu." We've mentioned this before. Lezakot et Israel. Therefore, he says, "What's this? What's the schus? This I had mentioned to you, the Maharal and Tiferet Israel." What type of schos is this to give me 613 mitzvahs? Give me one mitzvah. I won't mess it up and it's fine. What's the answer? He gives around four answers. One of the answers is this. No. The schos is what? The more mitzvahs you have, the more you're able to become that refined person. Zakot et Yisrael fika chirbalam Torah mitzvah kedei lahadpis ben kol machshavoteinu liot ben kol iskenu lativ leinu b'achreitenu ki mitoch ha'pulot ha'tovot we are affected. And this, first of all, is hinted to the Gemara Menachos. Kol mi sheyesh lo mezuzah b'pitcho tzitzis b'bigdo tefillin b'rosho muftach lo shelo yechta. Why? These are mitzvot tmidiyot. This is not just, it's not just, wow, I put a mezuzah in my house and I have tzitzis on and I have tefillin, I'm all good. It's not a haftacha. It's a siman. Because these are mitzvot that are constantly happening, therefore you're constantly working at it to develop. Make sure you check out what you're doing. And don't just trust yourself to the end. And therefore, now he says, you want to know, I guess I cut it off at a certain point? That's what he says about the mitzvot. Okay, I guess he continues going. He says, first of all, that's the reason why we have so many Nisei Mitzrayim, A. But B, this is why the Pasuk says, Etzem lo tishbru. What's the idea? It affects you. That's what he goes on to say. It affects you. You break a bone, it affects you. Don't think it doesn't affect you. We're B'nai Malachim. We don't break things. We don't. We go and build things. That's what we do. Obviously, if it's a stiral menat livnot, that's something else. But that's something about the fact of acharia pulot nimshachim alivavot. Just the last thing where it says vayasu kol bnei Yisrael. Towards the end of Yitziat Mitzrayim, it says kasher tziva Hashem Moshe v'taron kein asu. And then it says hotzi Hashem et bnei Yisrael. I meant to put pasuk nun aleph also. Listen to the language. It says perek yud bet. Literally the last pasuk of Perek Yud Bet. That's after all of Korban Pesach. Yitziat Mitzrayim. Listen to how we leave. We don't just leave like slaves just running out. Everyone saw different movies about like slaves trying to run out. Okay? This is a different type. It's Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Rama. But it's all also, that's in next week's parasha. But literally the last pasuk of Perek Yud Bet. Vayhi Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. Hotzi Adonai et Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Al Tziv Otam. What does it mean, Al Tziv Otam? In English, it's legions. Yay. What the heck does that mean? It means that they went Mishmar. They went Mishtar Tzava. They weren't all mixed up. But the Nitziv goes a step further. The Nitziv says it's not just that we went with proper respect and with proper discipline, but it comes from a different pasuk in Iyo that's saying that Tzava means that each person has their own Tzva'o, each person has their own Tachlis. Am Yisrael, we left now with a Tachlis together. Am Yisrael, Notzru, we were different than the nations. We were to be an Orla Goyim, to teach the people, like Avram Avinu is called an Avamon Goyim. And this is the Tachlit that Hashem said through Mrs. Milo of Avram Avinu, as we know, to be separate from the other nations. And anytime we're in the Galut, and we were Arelim, we didn't get to our Tzivotam, we didn't get to who we are and what we're supposed to be. Now that we leave Mitzrayim to be an Am Hashem, and we have Brit Milah now, we have Higanu L'Tziv Otam. We've come to what we're supposed to be, why we're created on this Pasuk. And that's why it's a separate Pasuk here. Okay? It's a separate Pasuk. There is V'Otzeiti et Tzivotai Ami B'nei Yisrael. It's coming to tell me it's connected to Mitzvah Smila. It's connected to the next parasha of Kiddush Bechorim that we have to come. Again, very similar of what we had said, of being, like the Sefer HaChinuch said, of being that Ama Nivchan, of being able to know how we have through the Brit Milah and how we have to act that way. Shabbos!